Ah, there you are, pet. I've been looking for you. Why am I dressed in such a large cloak? Well, because I need to go out, and you are coming with me. Yes, pet, you are. This trip involves you as well. Some of the townsfolk have been eyeing you on your errands lately, the women specifically, and I need to remind them that you are mine, and you're going to help me with that, pet. Now come here. I have something for you. Yes, it's your collar and a leash. Of course I trust you, pet, but I'm not sure I trust them. Now stick your neck out for me. Good boy. Come, we're burning moonlight. Do you see them, pet? They're all gathered at the throne room, and no idea why. They're nervous. Good. Come, pet. Sit by my throne while I hold your leash. Good people, I have called you here for one reason. Some of you have been eyeing my pet here. No one is in any sort of trouble, but I feel I need to inform you that not only is he mine, he is loyal. Aren't you, pet? Good boy. Yes, I'll scratch your head.
Such a needy pet, aren't you?
As I was saying, he's mine, and tonight I'm going to prove that beyond any argument. I'm going to sit on this throne, and my pet will show you just how loyal he is. And you all will watch. Pet, come to me and crawl. That's it. Good boy. Kiss my feet. Show them how you love each and every part of your mistress. Yes, good pet. Do you see how he kisses even the lowest part of my form with such reverence? That is loyal adoration. I did nothing to force him to be this way. He merely is. So submissive, so loyal. Mine. Go ahead. Start moving up my legs, pet. Take your time. Good boy. Such a good boy. The way you kiss my calves. Oh, my thighs. It's so wonderful. Do you see him? Beautiful, isn't he? Notice how he inches closer to my flower, but never touches it. That is obedience. He knows his place. Go ahead now, pet. Kiss me. Kiss my flower. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. Why don't you speed up? Show them how much you love your mistress. Oh, good pet. Good. Such fervor. Oh, do you see how he devours me? How much he loves the taste of his mistress's flower. Oh, yes. Watch how deep he goes. Oh, you're pushing yourself in so deep. Oh, good boy. Oh, very good. I can see some of the women in the crowd. Oh, would you like to know what they're doing? You would. Oh, they're biting their lips, shifting their hips. Oh, yes. Wishing they were me, that you were between their legs and trying to keep the others from noticing that they are supping. What? Oh, yes. They wish you were devouring them like this. Oh, such a good pet. Oh, that there was someone who desired to taste them as deeply as you desire to taste me. Oh, baby boy, those precious eyes, the way you look up at me is divine. Oh. He looks up at me, desperate for my approval, my affection, to know that he pleases me, and he does. And he looks up at me, desperate for my approval, my affection, to know that he pleases me, pleases him. And let me tell you, he does please me. You please me so well, pet. You make me drip and gush on my throne, leaving a mark. Oh, good boy, that's right. Oh, moan, whimper into me. Oh, I'm going to come. You're going to make your mistress come in front of all her subjects. Oh, yes, don't stop. Oh, look at him as he swallows the honey that floods his mouth. Oh, good boy. Oh, I love those soft little noises. Stand, pet. Stand up. Good. Now turn and strip. Strip down as you face them. I have to make a point. Drop them all on the ground. I'm here. You're safe. You're beautiful. Look at him. His body is marked. Do you see them? Those small red circles. The marks from my most recent feedings. That's right. This beautiful creature is my blood pack. He will always know his place at my feet and under my fangs. Hear him moan and whimper. As I drink his essence, hear how he loves the feeling of my tongue on his flesh. Such a sweet taste. The pleasure he feels from satisfying me. It's made his cock like stone. Look. Tell me, pet. Do you want to come? Then come. Come and sit on my throne with me. That's it, pet. Sit. Lean back into me. Here, suck my fingers, get them wet for me. Such a good pet. I can see them. Some of the people in the crowd are masturbating, watching us. They just couldn't help themselves, the wretches. They had to. They're being subtle, or as subtle as they can be. But with my hearing, I can hear their stifled moans, their whimpers. I can smell their lust in the air. The sight of your submission drives some of them mad, mad in their lust. Or maybe it's the sight of my power over you. Hard to say. That's enough, pet. My fingers are plenty wet. Now I'll just gently start stroking this cock that's so hard. Oh, I love those moans of yours. The sweet whimpers. Oh, I want more of them. So I'll speed up. Oh. Do you see how he melts at my touch? How much he craves the feeling of my flesh. Look at his face. It's the face of desire, of lust. Oh, you all look at him with such envy. And yet you did not offer to be my blood bag. You were not loyal and submissive like this wonderful slave. How you squirm in my arms, pet. How you writhe as I hold you. Do you feel their eyes on you? My beautiful blood bag. Oh, are you ready to come? All that teasing worked you up so much. But not yet, pet. Not yet. Show them your obedience. Come. Feel it. Good. I'll count you down, okay? 10. 9. 8. They love it. 7. Watching you has made them so horny. 6. 5. So close. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come. Come, my pet. Come for the audience. Oh, that's right. Oh, come for me. Oh, good boy. Good pet. Good. Good. You made such a beautiful mess. Now you understand. He is my pet. None of you will ever take him from me on threat of death. Now leave us. Did you enjoy yourself, darling? Good, good. Well, I don't think we'll need the collar anymore. More's the pity, I suppose. What was that, pet? Oh, you like the collar, even if it's no longer needed. Well then, I will get you a new one. Something better than that old thing. I'll have it made just for you. Something nice. Something leather with a soft lining. I don't want it chafing your beautiful skin, your pretty neck. And a good strong leash to go with it. I'll put my crest on it, so no other vampire would dare harm you. How does that sound, pet? Good. I'm glad. Now, why don't we go back to my chambers and pick up where we left off. Maybe use that leash a little bit more before we replace it. That's my good pet.